The flu has hospitalized far fewer people than COVID-19 so far during this flu season in Boulder County, state data shows. There have been 363 COVID-19 hospitalizations in the county this season, compared to 121 flu hospitalizations, according to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment data. Both January and February saw upticks in COVID-19 hospitalizations in the county, according to Boulder County public health data. Since then, there have been small increases, but overall, local hospitalizations have been declining. The number of available ICU beds has improved so far this year in Boulder County hospitals compared to last year, according to the county data. In mid-April of 2022, there were fewer than a dozen ICU beds available, and at the same time this year, nearly 20 were available, according to rough estimates by the county. The county's COVID-19 community transmission level is classified as low, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Nearly 89% of Boulder County residents have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. The hospitalization trend in Boulder County reflects that of Colorado at large. There have been 3,045 flu hospitalizations, compared to 7,936 COVID-19 hospitalizations, state data shows. Over the past week, there have been 158 new COVID-19 hospitalizations in the state, down by 59 from the week prior. As of Wednesday, 127 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 in Colorado. Total flu numbers for the past week weren't posted on the statewide dashboard. Since October, more than 1,000 COVID-19 deaths have been reported in Colorado, but state flu death data wasn't available. April saw a slightly higher rate of COVID-19 deaths than the same month last year. Community members should get tested if they plan to be near someone who is at high risk for severe COVID-19 symptoms, according to recommended precautions published by Boulder County Public Health. Also consider wearing a well-fitted, medical-grade mask around those who are at risk. Wearing a medical-grade mask can be an important line of defense against the virus, the recommendations read. People may choose to mask at any time and should respect the choices others in the community make to stay safe and comfortable.